them. We're not going to tell them what they got to do. We're just going to say we want to help you, and here's what we think we can do under the authority the Congress has given me. And then if Pakistan wants to do the same thing, all right. If they want to negotiate it through the Washington Post or New York Times or threaten me or blackmail me, well, they won't get the sweat off my balls.
They won't get anywhere. They won't get anywhere. When do you think you'll have that bill before you?
I think that the act will be down this week, and I would imagine that the appropriation will pass the House next week, maybe most the week afterwards. And when it passed the House, I'm willing to see them. My Senate is unlikely to change it much. The trouble's past me.
Right. Which would be any time after later.
I would, yes, sir. I would sure think so. I would think so. And I've told them already. I've told our embassy out there to tell Shastri. He says he can range it. And I said, just tell him to come on.
Right.
And we'll give him a hell of a party. We'll get all of you down.
Very good. I know how to bow.
We'll just be...
You'll give us better food than we got in India. I lost 10 pounds.
Well, I wish I could lose, but we'll have a good meeting, and we'll be nice and cooperative and respectful. And,
Shastri issued a pretty good statement, I thought.
Every time he did. I think we got to teach him. I think he just got to be weaned. It's like a baby. It cries. If he goes out in front and gets in front of the microphone and starts denouncing us every time he denounced me, every sentence, I'm going to charge him $100 million. If he keeps his damn mouth shut, well, he don't denounce your government. If he keeps his mouth shut and says, well, we don't see everything alike, we've got our views, they got their views, but we want to work with this country, and we think the United States is made up of good people, and we appreciate their interest in helping the rest of the world, and we want to help them to help the rest of the world. We're going to do our best. As far as Vietnam's concerned, we've made our suggestions. We're glad that the suggestions we've made have met with approval of the United States. They've endorsed the 17 non-aligned when they made that proposal. When we made ours, they endorsed it. We're trying to bring peace, and I'm working very closely with the United Nations and so forth. If that's what they ought to say. Now, if they come in here and say, you're a bunch of murderers, you're a bunch of thugs, you're a bunch of sons of bitches, I'm not going to let them insult me that way, not as long as I'm president. I've done told them.
Who shall I work out the arrangements for this United Nations trip down here? Bess Abel or who do you want me to
do? I'd guess Jack Valenti is the best. He does everything pretty well, and he likes you. And
I like him.
So just tell him. And
he produces results.
I don't guess we can get them all to bring the wives. I was thinking about bringing the men. If you think they ought to bring the wives with them, we'll have to have a separate.
I think it's going to be done separately, you know.
We could have all the men one day, and then Bert could have all the women another.
That's what I thought.
All right.
You wouldn't all just right. overrun the White House.
That's right.
All right, Jack.
Or you could divide them in two groups and bring 50 in the wives one group and 60 the other time.
Yeah. I'll work
of course, I expect you ought to bring 5 or 6 of your own people, your new people.
Yeah, we want to bring
you ought to sign them, and I'd just make them specialize in certain ones. Hell, I'd say,
Mike
Rayburn used to say to Tom O'Brien in Chicago, Tom said he'd just crick his index finger and sitting up there on the rostrum, and he'd just crick his index finger and motion it toward his chin and said, I'd see it, and I'd come up there and he'd say, Tommy, put his hand over his lips and get them goddamn fella from Chicago in line. So you should tell Jeannie Anderson and Jimmy Roosevelt and the rest of them that you get them goddamn fellas from Africa in line.
Very nice. As a matter of fact, I told Jimmy that when we appoint him, he's got two functions. He's got a function up there and he's got a function down here. We got to have better congressional support. You know my
opinion. Do what you ought to make them get you enough money.
Yeah.
First thing y'all do is go sleep in John Rooney and Bill Crockett. Then get you enough money to pick you about 3 good Jewish boys that are smart as hell.
Yeah.
And have them running all over that hill because they're smart and they'll work and they're able. And get you one Irishman that'll stay drunk with them down here at Paul Young's until about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Just sit and listen to them and carry, run Rooney's errands and run around and haul him where he needs to go and talk to him. Get in there and know what's going on. We got no more liaison. I told Russ today that his goddamn State Department was the lousiest relationship I ever saw.
Isn't worth a damn.
I said, get three or four. Well, he won't get three or four. You can go out and find three or four.
I'd
grab them if I had to get some of these CIA old boys. I'll tell you, there's one damn little fella that is the damnedest operator I have seen. I think under leadership and direction.
But
he could do it. It's this boy, Chuck Lips.
He's very smart.
His little girl knows every congressman. They give him parties, practically every senator and every congressman. I guess that's his sister, I'm not sure. And he is, he's not the best appearing guy. He's not any Hart Schaffner marks, but he knows everybody. He wants to work for the government somewhere. He's with the retail clerks. He's got the damnedest crowd around him all the time. He's loyal as a dog. He's smart as a whip. And if he got a little direction, just a little direction, who is this? That Jim Suffrage is out there, isn't he?
Yeah, he's his brother.
And he's I bet you that of the 531 congressmen and senators, the 100 senators, and the 435 congressmen, I bet he knows 300.
Well, that's what we need. And you need it desperately because we shouldn't.
And he's got a wife and he's got a sister, and what he doesn't know, they know.
Yeah. We shouldn't go through this experience again. Just a minute, I want you to talk to your other representative.
I'd love to.
If you want to say hello.
I'd love to.
Mr. President.
See, I'm taking Sacrament.
You don't want to take time talking to me.
Yes, I do. I don't know if you've taken Sacrament anymore in that Christian church there, Johnson City. That old boy, he was just sitting in. He wasn't going to move, was he?
He was all right. I hope you're in good health.
I'm just doing fine. And proud of your husband. I always feel good when I talk to him. He did a wonderful job today. He just went up and General Eisenhower called me and bragged on him for an hour. When you get Johnson and Eisenhower bragging on a fellow the same day, that's doing pretty good.
Well, he seems to be up to it and in good health. And after all, he's lucky he had the helicopter.
Oh, he got it in time. He wants anything. Listen, honey, I'm counting on you to do that job, and we'll just let him sit at the second table. You're the one I'm relying on.
Well, what I'm going to do is have that place as nice as Lady Bird has fixed the White House up. Well, not quite as nice as that, but comfortable. And so that he can rest. And
well, please do.
When he's due, and it's going to be nice. And
sure, did a good job this week. His speeches were the best. He's smarter than anybody else. He wouldn't take his 5 minutes. He'd take about three. And last night, he's scintillating. Made them all happy.
When you have confidence in the man at the very top, and that means Mr. President, then you have heart to go ahead and give your best.
We got our whole stack on y'all, and I think that we're gonna stop all this murdering and killing and blasting and knocking off people's arms and heads and everything else.
Somehow we're going to convey that to the others, that this is what you and Lady Bird basically feel, and that's going to come across.
We're going to do it. We'll win.
More
God bless
power
you.
To you.
Thank you, my darling.
Bye.